You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
Welcome to Leicester United We Stand podcast. It's West Brom versus Manchester United. We're on the coach on the way down. It's been a bit of a challenging morning, actually. Our coach, our normal coach, didn't show for various reasons, and we've ended up on a different one, which doesn't have as many seats as we perhaps needed. And given that our other coach didn't have as many seats as we needed, and this has got less on it, it's made it a bit of an headache. As coaches go, it's the nicest one I've ever been on, but. Let's see if it still looks like this on the way home. The driver's having a bit of a stress because it's the first time she's ever driven Manchester United fans on the monkey bus to a game. So I think she might have seen the dance off video on the internet. I think that's put her off. Anyway, lads, have you all said happy Mother's Day to your mums and that?
Yeah, I sent her a message this morning, just the usual. She was appreciative of it.
Same here, mate. Yeah.
Out of the two of you, who gets the most brownie points on days like this?
Neil's always been a bit of a favourite.
That is a roomie, yeah. But
just realise, though, for your mum, like, she must spend the whole day reading messages off people. for you and your 15.
Just to get an extra 2 gig of data.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, change the data plan for you and your 15 brothers and sisters.
I took a shopping yesterday, so that's my, yeah.
Found foods.
What did you do?
I went out in town.
Yeah. What about the rest of the Waltons? Did they do anything?
No, just me, so yeah.
Matty wins Mother's Day. My mum is obviously a Manchester City fan, so she doesn't even get phoned on the. So that ain't happening. So anyway, listen, any mums out there who are listening, happy belated Mother's Day.
Apart from the driver, may I say.
I get the sense that she's not a mother.
I've got to say, she's carrying some timber, isn't she? And she probably can't parallel park either.
She's carrying 50 odd bits of timber by the look of this bus. She's carrying a lot more carrying a lot more timber than this bus allows legally.
That being said, she frog marched me to the front and humiliated me, didn't she?
Yeah, she was a bit strict. Anyway, we should move on just in case she does actually listen to this ahead of the coach trip to Anfield on Thursday night. Right, so who was lucky enough in the ballot?
Mike? Yeah, I got one.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Can't wait. Should be a good trip. Out in town, nice and early.
What time are you getting out?
But after he got letters to dump in the lake. I hope no Royal Mail employees listen to this, by the way.
Jake?
Yeah, I got one in the ballot. Can't wait. Liverpool in Europe. That's the first. So in town for half 12. It's European away, in it, so you got to go on it early.
Yeah, same here. Absolutely. That was the draw I wanted.
I was furious.
Well, there's some broad trips later on in when we beat them. But yeah, this is United Liverpool still remains the biggest fixture there will ever be for me. So yeah, I never played them before in Europe. I can't wait, mate.
Yeah, I got one. I think it'll be great. No, I was made up with the draw. And that, we've got an extra round, haven't we, in the Europa League, so it's a bonus. And I think it'll be a great night at Old Trafford. I think it'll be a great night on Thursday at Anfield, so I can't wait. But
said you didn't get one, did you?
No, I'm going to give it till Wednesday, then kill myself. But stranger things have happened, you never know. If anyone wants to buy a baby, by the way, just give us a shout.
We need to sort Billy on Thursday.
Give him a White United shirt.
Woody and Si, you were out in Denmark with us. We had a belting trip. Were you happy with the domestic trip as opposed to your away and playoff trip? Because I was fuming.
Obviously. I had no holidays left, so it was absolutely perfect for me. And I enjoyed filling in the travel report as well. That was interesting.
Yeah. What did you put?
Monkey bus.
I put hoverboard via Kluge.
Obviously not the trip we wanted, more it's United and Liverpool in Europa League, so it's going to be an event. And if anybody wonders where the free United t-shirt's probably gone when they're under delivery, it's probably in Duckerfield Lake when Mike's dumped it on Thursday morning.
So what were your thoughts on this shirt gesture, lads? Because obviously United have had a bit of chirp off on it on social media, and I've said my piece. What are your thoughts about it?
I think it's a completely wrong gesture. I mean, they've got a lot of shirts that need to get rid of. DHL's a sponsor. Adidas needs to get rid of a lot of shirts. As if 2,900, you know, Reds are going to wear those shirts and all turn up looking in white. It's, to me, it's embarrassing. But, you know,
I don't have a problem with it, mate, purely because, you know, you can't lose out of it. Do you know what I mean? Like you said, Steve, like donate it to someone or give it to someone or something. There's nothing to be lost out of it, I don't think.
I was good, I couldn't get my name on the back of it. Bantaman 69.
And exactly like you know, like lads are sitting on the bus kind of thing. You'd order it, take it in, give it away to somebody, you know, and you know, like you tweeted about, you know, give it away to a young kid, you know, get them wearing a shirt kind of thing, or to charity, whatever. So that's the good thing about it. But it's just a bit of a farce. But
Evening News were tweeting about you as well.
The Manchester Evening News may as well just take over my Twitter account.
Everyone that replied to you, they quoted them as well, didn't they?
Michael, won't worry about your shirt. If anyone's delivering it with the same level of professionalism that you have, it's got absolutely no chance of getting anywhere near your front door.
I think there's a lot more to be getting worried about than that. It's a sponsor thing, isn't it? Adidas giving it away, DHL delivering it. I think it's just something that I think it's part of this away fan scheme that the Premier League said they're doing. They're giving stuff away to away fans. So I don't think anyone's going to wear it, but I don't really see the need to get worked up about it.
I thought twice when he said they're delivering the ticket out in the post. Thought Mike might bring yourself out. I'll go to United and pick it up.
I can't wait for Wednesday when 2,685 people take a day off work for a parcel to arrive that arrives at while you've sat there bursting to go to the toilet all day, and then you take 5 seconds, step out your front room, and this little slip goes through your front door saying, "We tried to deliver your parcel." But I can't wait for everybody to open it and find out they've all got Falcao written on the back of it. To me, the gesture's good. Look, it's something for free. But, you know, if you're going to give a United fan something free to say thank you, well, give them a free ticket. That's the same value. But, you know, but I think the other thing, though, is you know, for someone who's been beaten up at Anfield and someone who's been attacked with a knife at Anfield in the past, I ain't going to be walking across Stanley Park with a fucking white kit on. So, what are your thoughts on are you expecting United to get through that over two legs?
I think we will, yeah. I think the last couple of... Do you know what? The first half of this season up until, I think, Stoke was a changing point. This year's been like watching... You watched a quick fight last week, didn't you? And it's like 80% of it waiting for something to happen. And then we leave it too late. And in the end, we end up getting beat. And that's how it feels watching United this year. Stoke was a changing point, and now Van Gaal looks like a man who's just like, fuck it, we might as well go for it, throw in the kids, try attacking more, and I'm enjoying watching us at the moment.
I don't know, we've had these little purple patches and we all think it's changed, and then we hit a brick wall, so hopefully it'll come after that. But I don't know, it worries me that he's won every game, because now you think law of averages, we're going to get beat. But We should do, especially being at Old Second. I think we should get through, but there's not going to be much in it. I think it'll still be live in the last 20 minutes at Old Trafford, I think.
I'm not willing to class Shrewsbury, Midgetland, Arsenal and Watford as a purple patch. The only thing that's purple in that is his nose.
We've only won two back-to-back league games, so it's not exactly this great run that everyone's on about. But you know, if we win 5-6 league games on the trot, then we can start talking about maybe making a late challenge for top four or turning it around. But like you say, although it's been a lot better, it's still a long way before we can say he's turned it round.
So how do you rank United? They'll get through that tie.
Yeah, do over the two legs. I don't think they'll be classics by any means, but if we don't beat them over the two legs, then we don't deserve getting any further. It's that simple.
I do think we'll get through over the two legs. I'd hate to go out in the Europa League now, obviously against Liverpool, but I'm in the camp of thinking it doesn't matter who you beat. Run a spin of four wins now. Okay, they're not the best opposition, but we've waited a while now to be on the spin of four wins, and this is massive today. Take us 2 points behind Arsenal and then drive us into Thursday night, which I think we'll get a draw on Thursday night, and then definitely need a goal at Liverpool.
I agree. I think we're probably going to 1-1-2-2. No team's going to actually get like a massive goal difference going into the second leg, and I think we'll take them on the second leg. I really do. 2-1, 3-1 kind of thing. I think we'll get through, definitely.
Obviously, are you expecting the game and the magnitude of it? Because it's interesting that 5th v 9th or wherever Liverpool are in the Europa League has suddenly become the biggest game in Europe this week, which says a lot about the stature of the two clubs. Obviously, the size of the game isn't lost on any of us. Do you expect it to change the way United approach the game at West Brom today?
Maybe, but to be honest, he's had very little choice with selection lately, so I don't know. I think he's got to pick his team today with in mind peaking at Liverpool on Thursday. But the biggest thing is keeping the run going, so I think he'll go strong again and then see what happens Monday morning, who he's got available for Thursday.
I'm enjoying how many of the youth team has played this year. I don't think he's had enough credit for it, and I think even before the injuries he seems to throw Lingard and people like that. I thought that 3,000 plus record a goal this year, but people like Rashford, a lad from Northern Moor at Sale and all that, the lads representing the Manchester part of us rather than United, I love it, mate. I long may it continue.
Jay, you reckon team selection and Thursday's going to be on Van Gaal's mind out of today?
I hope not, because I think today's as big as Thursday, because if you look at the games we've got left away from home, today's winnable and the rest of them are massive. West Ham away, City away, we've got Tottenham away. It's all about where we finish in the league, isn't it? If we get in the Champions League, great, but we don't want to finish 8th, 9th, do we? Because it won't look good. But maybe Van Gaal will go then.
Every time that we seem to take a few steps forward and go on a bit of a run, we end up taking a step back, and I reckon today could be the day where we probably drop points, lose, probably.
I think we'll win comfortably today. I think we're playing confident at the moment. I think I'm just enjoying it at the moment. It's always a good trip, West Brom. Obviously, the 5-0, we've all got the memories, and going to stop at that pub on the way down. Hopefully, I won't get a dart thrown in my hand like last time.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's still there. The scar's still there.
Yeah, I accidentally. Yeah. It was a terrible, terrible dart shot to hit my mate here in the hand because I was aiming at his head. Yeah, I did apologise, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, it's all right. After I'd stopped laughing,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Any previous from West Brom? Obviously, one game stands out, doesn't it?
Yeah, the 5-5, Fergie's last game.
Did you cry?
No, I was in corporate that day, to be fair, because I couldn't get a ticket, and really enjoyed it, and it was ace. But Woody's got a better story.
Did you cry when they read the charge sheet out?
not so much as cry. I cried because I missed the game more. I didn't have a ticket. I tried to
get in at all?
I got in. I got to the pitch and then got Russian leg sweep by two police officers and ended up in the back. Next thing I remember, being in the back of the van and asking him what the score was, and he said, it's 5-5. And then I got summoned.
great day.
Never been nicked there, but remember, the game was all right. It's one of them games. It's too close, really, to be that great a day, but the pub stop obviously helps, so we'll have a laugh. That's the main thing.
It's a great day that day. I must admit, it was at the end when he walked over. Yeah, when Fergie walked over at the end and he clapped and he did that and all the players stood back. I must admit, I got quite emotional then, yeah.
It really did. It was. It still sticks in my mind. Now, the atmosphere in the come on David Moyes, it felt like it was the start of a new beginning, but yeah.
It was really?
Yeah. Not the beginning of being shit for 3 years.
I don't know.
But it was an amazing day, an amazing atmosphere, and we got absolutely James Nesbitted after as well, didn't we, back in the Grove?
Hey, I don't know what was going to happen in the years after. I'd have cried like a baby, I think, at that game. But no, it was a great day, that. Stand out from this fixture, definitely.
We all did see James Nesbitt back last week, by the way, didn't we?
How quality was it?
I don't even know what that's about, but it's just a rare occasion where Neil's not mentioned Eddie Hearn for once. he's had a bad couple of weeks, old Eddie.
Oh, Holly Valance. Oh, he has, hasn't he? Yeah. Do you know what? He annoys me. Barry McGuigan. I hate Barry McGuigan as well, as a separate thing. What an irritating bastard he is, isn't he?
Have we gone to Barry McGuigan? Being or not, yeah. I mean, he is. I mean, there's a lad here called Doc. Doc, you've not been on the bus for a little while, so welcome back. Your thoughts on your countryman?
I haven't a fucking clue, man.
That was
you don't look like you're in a good way, actually. It's like a walking chemistry set, that lad. Let's have a chat about the game today then, in terms of, do we expect, you know, I know we talked about team selection stuff, but do you think United have got a viable chance of top four or perhaps more?
Yeah, I think third time, definitely. I think Arsenal are doing a classic Arsenal and battling it at the moment. City, as long as we beat them at the Council House, I think it's there for us now. I think we'll have a top support that day as well, because it seems like loads of people got sorted in that game, like in the
standard pot ticket seemed to be quite strong,
doesn't it? Yeah, so I think we'll have a great support, win 1-0, and yes, third is on. I think,
I don't know, well, if we've got 10 games left, I think to get top four we're probably going to have to win 6 or 7 of them, and we've not in the past 2 years under Van Gaal, we've not shown that sort of consistency. So although looking at the league, of course it looks on, but the consistency we'd have to show, I'm not so sure. I don't see us getting top four.
If we go top, we've got to go to City, West Ham, Tottenham, Norwich. Who's the other one? I've said Tottenham, haven't I?
Yeah.
There'll be another game in there, but 3 of them aren't good for the heart, are they?
The annoying thing is we've done the hard work. You look at the big games, and we've done enough there to win the league, which is frustrating. But you look at the bottom 6 or 7, that's where we've lost it. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that we've got to go to the likes of, you know, I'm probably no more confident today than when we go to the Council House or Tottenham or whatever, because we've shown we can do it in the bigger games. But it's consistency, and that's where I think we'll ultimately come up short.
We're going to have a go at City, because sitting back against their home is costless for me. We'd be level of points with them or something like that if we had a go, and he was there for the taking that day, and we helped him play out a 0-0. Can't afford to do that again in a couple of weeks.
In the big games, he knows what to do. It's the smaller games like Newcastle at home, Southampton at home spring to mind. That's what's going to cost us in the long run. I mean, they won then with being the top four. I do think they'll win today, 2-3-1, and then it takes us nicely to City, and I think City are there for the taking big time. They beat a piss poor Aston Villa yesterday, who are down, aren't they? And I think we need to go for City. He's fell on this again. He's fell on a squad that would rather be in the team now if Wilkie were with it? No. So he's failing it. He fell on it last season with that run of four games. But I think we have to win today and an absolute just fucking goal for Man City.
I agree completely. And I think we can do it. I think Arsenal are going to fall away as well. I think it's going to be Leicester and Spurs that are going to chase the title. Just in my opinion. But yeah, massive game. Massive game today. We've got to win today.
Just you mentioned Villa going down. I ain't going to be asked to see the back of Aston Villa, but I totted some up yesterday. Yeah, it's not a great away. I totted up yesterday. I reckon if Villa are gone, I reckon Norwich are going to go, and then one off Sunderland or Newcastle. So that's, I put it on Twitter yesterday, that's 420 miles of mischief on the bus. So what do we need to come up to replace
Brighton?
So who are your three to come up?
Brighton, Middlesbrough and Hull, in it, those are the three, I think. But I mean,
so what's that in mileage? Brighton must be what, 250?
Hull's going to be another what, 120, 130, Middlesbrough.
That's 140, so that's fine. Yeah, that'll do. But it does look like Burnley are going to be one of them, doesn't it?
Burnley will come up. Brighton, it hinges on Brighton, doesn't it? Because I think they'll be fair.
Burnley have got a seriously good manager, I think.
Yeah, he is. He's underrated, and he should have been stacked up by
a club like Newcastle, Sunderland, whatever, and took a punt on him. I think he's a brilliant manager. He will get a real decent job. Someone will take a punt on him. But
yeah, United, mate.
I don't know, we've been there, haven't we?
Yeah. So if Burnley come up, let me work this out, that's 420 lost. Burnley's what, 30 mile 40 mile, something like that. So that's, we need 380 miles to come up.
If we get Brighton, I think we can be happy then. Yeah. But for Brighton and Burnley, I think
that'd be net out even, wouldn't it? Yeah, we'd take that, wouldn't we? Forest, yeah, a lot of people say about Forest.
Allocation, in it more.
Jeff Wedd's another popular one that people seem to say, you know, we've not been there for quite a long time. But right, let's get around, do some score predictions. I'm going to start out of Connor here. He's been quite quiet, so here. Score prediction?
2-1 United.
2-1. For anyone who didn't understand that was 2-1 to Manchester United.
2-all.
3-1 United. Fancy us.
3-0
United.
4-0 United.
Fucking hell, have you noticed it? I could tell which order people have started drinking in, by the way.
Yeah, I'll go with the Irishman. 2-1 United.
3-2 United.
Manchester United 3, West Bromwich Albion 2.
Whatever score Doc said, I'm not sure what it was, but the same.
I'm going to have a pop. 3-1 United.
3-1 United.
3-2 United. Goal fest.
West Brom don't let many goals in. I've gone 2-1 on the Predictor League, which I am third in, I should add.
I had City 4-0
Joe. Right, I'm going to phone your mum and tell her that Neil's bought and Mark said miles nicer things on the bus about her. I'm going to go 2-1 United. Lads, cheers for the chat. Enjoy the rest of your trip and we'll have a chumag after the game. Right, it's post-match after West Bromwich Albion 1 Manchester United 10 man Manchester United 0, which who'd have thought it, man Matt are getting sent off for violent conduct. Anyway, we're not a lot to say really. United went a goal down after in the second half, and from then onwards it was game over really. You didn't have a clue what to do next, so I'm going to try and grab as many fans as I can outside the ground and see what they say, and get some opinion. Most people look pretty dejected actually, but hey ho, it was one of them things. 10 men is no real excuse. I believe Liverpool did 10 men today and came back from that. We've won cup finals with 10 men. I remember beating Aston Villa 2-0 with 9 men, so I can't really grumble about the 10 men thing. They were in the game until they went one up, but that's the end of it. United We Stand podcast, mate, thoughts on the game?
Terrible, to be honest. Not really. Was
no hunger, no bite, nothing, absolutely nothing at all, mate.
At 1-0, at 0-0, I thought we were doing alright, and then when we went, we didn't have a clue at 1-0, did we?
No, I have no idea, mate. Herrera lost today. Schneider only came on, was lost, mate, and that's for Memphis.
We were going to score it, you know, even after Mata got sent off. It didn't look like it was everyone's going to attack and get that final goal, but
they're awful. West Brom are awful.
I thought
we should be doing them easy. They're awful. West Brom are terrible, mate. I'm suicidal.
Apart from that, you're all right, are you?
Yeah, I've got.
I'm going to have a beer in Broad Street now, happy days.
What's your trying? Are you training back to Manchester, yeah?
No, actually, I live in Birmingham.
Oh, you're down here? Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're going to get it worse.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I'll get it worse tomorrow.
Poor bastards. So what, you're back in St. It's a great night out of Birmingham, isn't it?
That's all right, it's not too bad. It's all right. It's just the shit old West Brom.
Shit ground, shit burger, no beer in there. What's going on? Crap round.
Anyway, all right, we'll have a good trip back into Birmingham, mate. Blackie, how you doing?
I thought it was just a heartless display from United after we lost the goal. You just like, we can make an excuse, we played with 10 men. We still played without any heart, we played without any passion, we played without any clue. All right, we miss Mata, but where's it? Anyone ask? I defy anyone here to argue the case for losing that 3-0 rather than 1-0 and actually going for
the
it.
The fact that it was 1-0 and not 3-0 said it all, didn't it?
They had one shot at goal, yeah? And that was from someone unmarked on the 6-yard box who had time to take it down, control it, set himself and shoot. We were still better than them, which I meant, but we never went for it. We had a spell of 15 minutes where we looked all right.
When you go 10 out of 10 men, you should be short up front, but no one else. And we found ourselves short at the back, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, but we should still be gung-ho attacking them and really going for them and saying it doesn't matter if we lose at the back. So, you know, you've got...
We did lose a league going gung-ho against City out of 10 men, if you remember that.
Yeah, that's why Evan should never have ever played again, never mind have another season with us. But that was completely different. Well, no, we did, but how many times have we actually gone for
them? City did have someone on the wing that season, though, that perhaps they shouldn't have done.
Yeah, it doesn't count. I mean, they didn't win it outright, did they? Yeah. And obviously,
are we now discounting, given recent events that we can't talk about, do you think we should just discount that league title?
I think it's off now.
So we've won 21 titles, really.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm just disappointed in the lack of...
What were your thoughts on the team selection? Because I was surprised that Depay's picked up a little bit of form and then found himself out of the side.
It always surprises me when you get balance in a side and it looks really, really good, and then all of a sudden a manager decides, because he's got two good players, that he just plays them. He just decides to play them anyway, so he plays one completely out of position. And what's happened was Rashford's played brilliantly down the centre, Martial plays brilliantly down the centre, and so he decides that he's got Depay, he's got balance finally with Depay and Lingard doing as well as he possibly can, you know, because he's not the talent of those two players, and yet then he only plays one of them for the last two games, completely unbalancing the side just to fit someone in. It's a bit like the Lampard Gerrard Scholes thing whereby, yeah, I'll have to play all three, so one of you just like stands out.
Yeah.
It's just rubbish. I just don't understand. You know, you've got some momentum going, you've got some young lads showing a lot of things. I wouldn't have Carrick's gone. We know Carrick's gone at the game. Why is he being back in? Why are we dropping players like Varela, who's played fantastically well at right back? Darmian's a good player, but Varela offers us something differently at the moment, and it's worked.
I thought that game reeks of Van Gaal.
Yeah, it sadly did. We knew from the kick-off, the moment that they started playing little ticky-tacky round the back four with Smalling and Carrick and knocking it in little triangles, we knew straight away that it was that all the goodwill of the last few weeks has gone, and it was just like, oh no, please. Then we get our man sent off, and then all of a sudden you've got, you know...
One man sent off for being violent.
Well, for allegedly, yeah, I mean, it's a bit silly, isn't it? I mean, you thought anyone looking at that, you know, would have just gone, you know, he's pulled out of it. It's not really a violent tackle, is it?
Mike Dean's renowned, though, for sending people off at the Hawthorn, so we played into his hands, really.
Oh, he did. He likes sending people off, doesn't he? He doesn't particularly. He has got a good record of sending United off, so.
Anyway, right, mate, I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you later, mate.
Stu, thoughts?
Well, wasn't great again, was it? Barely remember a shot on target. Mata,
well, there's a reason for that.
Well, yeah, Mata, fuck knows what he thinks he's doing. The first one, but both of them were like three quarters of the way up in their half, weren't they? So absolutely nonsense to do what he did on both occasions anyway, which completely spoiled the game. But their goal was shit, though. Even with 10 men, their goal was absolute fucking shit. The ball in, he was their worst player. Can't fucking chop a bag of cement. He was able to control it, look up and just fucking miss kick it into the bottom corner. So yeah, just pissed off again. I can't understand some of the substitutions either, to be fair.
The team selection did me.
Yeah, well, again, yeah, Fellaini's on the bench, didn't even warm up, so why is he on the bench? Schnarlin on the bench. Herrera didn't do much wrong, gets subbed.
Were you surprised that Depay's found his first bit of form since he came to the club and wasn't given the chance to carry that on, or do you reckon he was put to one side because of Thursday night?
Oh, fuck knows. I've given up, mate, trying to work out fucking LVG. I'm not sure, but you know, he came on and he huffed and puffed Depay, but he's not great, is he?
Carl, thoughts on the game, mate?
Terrible. Don't even know what to say. Obviously the sending off didn't help, but even before the sending off we didn't run up so much. Made some strange decisions, done it.
Thoughts on the game, bud?
Oh, Steve, what do you say after that? Don't know.
Same as you.
Same old, innit? Play decent sides, have a good game. Attacking wise, we're good. Lesser teams. We just can't cope with beating turning up.
I'd have been happy to lose that 4-0 having a go than doing fuck all. And
exactly like what we were saying at half time. We should have just like gone for it. And it, I don't know, just the mentality of the team just can't do it. Even at the end there, it was like when we get the ball with 5 minutes to go, Carrick's passing it back to the centre halves and the keeper, it's like, mate, we've got to go forward. We're getting beat 1-0, but you know, there you go.
Chin up. Mark, thoughts on the game, bud?
It was a bit shit again, wasn't it? Same old story. These away games against lesser teams, innit? I don't know, they'll pull themselves together for Liverpool probably on Thursday, but
do you reckon?
I don't know, see why not. Like someone said before, egos will take over, you know, they're self-serving for that. But today didn't mean nothing to them. No interest at all, really, it seemed. Not much more to be said, is there?
Yeah. Burnsy?
Yeah, man.
The power.
Last time I was on this, I sounded like a prick, so I'm not going to do it.
Burnsy, I don't want to break this to you, but last time you were on it, Woody.
Same old,
right?
Probably the best, fully, but same old story, innit? We feel like we're getting somewhere, and matter goals and two fucking shocking yellow cards. Professional footballers are getting away with a free kick there. You're asking for it.
The second one's
a yellow card again. And then manager doesn't change nothing. You look. Probably the one time he could put Fellaini on it, a few balls to him. Maybe he could keep a bit of the ball, and he brings the fucking right back on. We're just not. It's not good enough from top to bottom.
Painful. Fucking painful. Don't know what else to say, really, Steve, to be fair. Both, to be fair. It's just really disappointing. Do you know what I mean? We had such a chance today to, you know, to get back up to where we should be, and we just let it slip again, you know?
Doc, you've come all the way over from where?
It's poor game. Thought they'd win that 1-0 on the backs of the other games. Just wasn't good enough. Yeah. Fuck it.
Whatever.
Fucking shite, Steve. Same old story, innit? They're not interested in pulling out of tackles when their egos take over in the bigger games, and they want to perform in them. But games like that, it's same old story. Nothing's going to change for manager players. It's just poor and so far from being good enough.
Not a single chance. I don't think we have one shot on goal, did we? I mean, that is unforgivable. And do you know what? We could have played another hour, another 2 hours, 3 hours, we still wouldn't have got a shot on goal. It felt like one of those days where... That's most days at United nowadays. It just... Good against the better clubs, and then games like that, we're just not interested.
Right, Chaz. Yeah. Lift your head up a minute. Just because this... I can sense the podcast descending into doom here. So what I want you to do is, can you read out the text that you got off your mate?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just read out this text, because I think it'll cheer everyone up. You know, every now and then you need this boost in life that makes you think that no matter what, there's always someone. Have you got it?
Yes.
There's always someone worse off than yourself. Right, so go on.
So it says, I had a mare of a weekend, me son. Sack Friday, got my phone robbed last night, got bad.
A large hamburger chain.
So standing on the counter singing, "Where Man United will do what we want." Sat on the end of my bed, farted, followed through. Had to be sat on, undressed by my girlfriend and abused. I feel absolutely violated and tell Jay's a fucking dwarf.
So no matter what happens, there's always someone worse off than yourself. Yeah, there you go.
Jay, do you like
so
the end of that?
On that note, we're going to end. It's a disappointing day for United, and of all of the people on the pitch, you wouldn't have put it down to one matter to be the one who gets sent off for two bookable offensive, one of them violent. But don't worry everyone, tomorrow when you read your blog and it's got hugs at the end of it, it'll make everything all that much better. But onwards and upwards, bad day for United, not great, nothing else to say, as you can hear from the reaction of the support post game.
We'll still be meeting 12 o'clock on Thursday, right?
But when it comes to Thursday, 12 now, yeah, I reckon, well, I think in light of today's performance, that noon meet on Thursday for the 8 p.m. kickoff, I think we need to bring that forward.
Wednesday night.
So so I reckon we. Yeah. So I reckon Wetherspoons opens at 9. So I reckon we meet at 9 and we'll tack it up from there. But not a great day for United, but that's done and dusted now, and there's nothing we can do about it. So we go again, as they say down the other end of the East Lancs Road. Lads, thanks for all your contributions. The next podcast will be on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a cup week, so we've got the game against Liverpool on Thursday, where we'll have some more reaction pre and post game, and then the United We Stand Sellers will be back on Sunday. When's the West Ham game? Is it Sunday? Yeah, we'll be back on Sunday to talk about that game. New magazine out on Sunday, so you got that to look forward to. But in the meantime, thanks to everyone for coming on, and we'll see you soon.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.